I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. Something quite interesting happening in Georgia. I talked about this yesterday. A guy named Craig Frazier. This is a doozy. Who is Craig Frazier? Craig Frazier is a prosecutor. Craig Frazier is a DA. Craig Frazier is an admitted white supremacist and racist. As a matter of fact, here's the video.
The truth about Dublin District Attorney Craig Frazier is shocking. Craig Frazier is a Nazi and an avowed racist. Racist Frazier wrote, "The brains are smaller than whites, and no full-blooded has ever been distinguished as a man of science, a poet, or an artist." Frazier worked for convicted Birmingham church bomber and KKK chapter founder J.B. Stoner. Frazier also wrote about his love for Hitler in a book you can find on Amazon. Nazi Craig Frazier wrote, "Hitler was a great white racial leader. Hitler attempted what no other man in history dared think of: disinfect the West and get rid of the poison. There is no parallel of such a remarkable figure in all of history. The Nazis murdered more than 12 million people, and the KKK killed untold thousands. Would you vote for Hitler or the KKK?"
Okay, this is crazy, right? The guy is the current district attorney. He was a follower of J.B. Stoner, one of the most notorious racists in Georgia, post-World War II era, ultimately convicted in 1958 of bombing a black church in Birmingham. The Southern Poverty Law Center started a file on Frazier. And now this guy is the district attorney of the Dublin Judicial Circuit. The list goes on and on. Now, he defended himself. Frazier defended himself and said, and I quote, "The issue has only resurfaced because desperate politicians will resort to desperate actions in order to win elections." That's your defense, bruh? You are listed in books, multiple books, talking about how small black people's brains are and how Hitler is just a remarkable agent of transformation. And your response to people having an issue with this is, "It has only resurfaced because desperate politicians will resort to desperate actions in order to win elections." Then he goes on to say, "It is no secret to this community that when I was a young man, 34 years ago, I said and wrote some things that were not politically correct." That not politically correct. They were racist. Your statements were not just not politically correct. They were emphatically racist, bigoted, prejudicial. But he says, you know, my comments weren't politically correct. He used the N-word and everything else. He thinks all of that is just him not being politically correct. That's it, right? He calls black people the N-word. He talks about how Hitler is a remarkable person. He talked about being a white champion for white values and how to disinfect Jews and black people. But according to him, now this is the Today him, saying that what he wrote was not politically correct. That's him saying this today. But then he goes on to say, "Thanks to the guidance of my family, members of my church, and members of my community, both black and white. I came to realize that any type of racism has no place in my life and my community. And then he says, my opponents had to dig back 34 years to when I was a teenager and attempt to smear me. Now, that's another lie. Because the resurgent, and you can find this at theresurgent.com, they checked and found mention of a 20-plus-year-old Craig Frazier at an Atlanta law school in the company of J.B. Stoner. So while he may claim, oh, I did all of this when I was a teenager, I've been redeemed since then, we have actual data, actual confirmed documentation that when he was in law school, we're talking about after undergrad to law school, he's in law school with the guy who bombed the church. There's a picture. Okay. All right. I needed to talk to someone about this. So I have the former district attorney of DeKalb County, Robert James, to opine on this foolishness. Mr. DA, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rashad. How are you this morning?
I'm good, man. Do you know this clown?
When I was in the DA's Association, I knew most of the DAs in the state of Georgia. I recognize his name. It's been, 6 years almost, actually about 4 or 5. I recognize his name. I believe I knew him. I looked at his picture, and, he looked familiar. So we all knew each other. I wouldn't say that we knew each other as if, we called on each other and talked, but I know who he is.
This is quite interesting. So you have a guy who's on record for being a hardcore racist. His about face seems suspect given the wording that he's using. He's not being completely honest and transparent about when he stopped these, extremist tendencies. We have that verified now. So my question to you is this. How can he, as district attorney, fairly and impartially prosecute people inside of that judicial circuit? Tell me how.
Well, I don't know that he can, because you're not talking about someone that's just a racist. You and I both know people that, are racist or don't like black people or don't like, Latinos or Hispanics. This goes well beyond this. I know a lot of racists that wouldn't praise Adolf Hitler or, more importantly, wouldn't, essentially praise, the killing of more than 6 million of our Jewish brothers and sisters, during the Holocaust, or talk about black people having small brains, So there's a quality.
Well, he didn't call them black people. He called them something
Negroes.
Else.
He called them, he used the N-word. So there's a qualitative difference between the two. He's much worse than a racist. You're talking about extermination of human life here. And you said it appropriately. He wasn't a child when he said these things. He was a grown man, and he's appearing in law school, with this church bomber. And so, I don't think someone like that, needs to be the chief law enforcement officer in a circuit. With any people, but particularly, that has racial diversity like Dublin does. And so it's shameful. It's unconscionable. It's unthinkable. And I think more people should be talking about this. And I applaud you for talking about this on your show.
We got more on the other side. I got more questions because this is a fascinating political reality happening in Dublin. I don't know how it happened, but it is here. They have a DA who has admitted to being a white supremacist. He's a Nazi. He says that he has turned from his wicked ways. He didn't really even call them wicked. He just said his comments were politically incorrect. We'll talk more about this on the other side. I have former DA of DeKalb County, Robert James, on the show. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I was been saying I'm a killer. Playing no games with you. Pop clutch,
switch lanes on you. The truth about Dublin District Attorney Craig Frazier is shocking. Craig Frazier is a Nazi and an avowed racist. Racist Frazier wrote that brains are smaller than whites, and no full-blooded has ever been distinguished as a man of science, a poet, or an artist. Frazier worked for convicted Birmingham church bomber and KKK chapter founder J.B. Stoner.
Fraser also wrote about his love for Hitler in a book you can find on Amazon. Nazi Craig Fraser wrote, "Hitler was a great white racial leader. Hitler attempted what no other man in history dared think of, disinfect the West and get rid of the poison. There is no parallel of such a remarkable figure in all of history. The Nazis murdered more than 12 million people, and the KKK killed untold thousands. Would you vote for Hitler or the KKK?"
Now, will he take a trip to Africa so that he can learn that there are African scholars, African scientists, African architects? Is he going to take a journey to redeem himself to the black community, kind of like Nick Cannon had to do when he talked about Jews? Is this guy going to go to Africa and be educated on Muhammad Abda, Samira Musa? And the list goes on and on. Does he need to learn about Kemet and what that actually means? 404-922-7703. I have former district attorney of DeKalb County, Robert James, to talk about one of his former colleagues, Craig Fraser, who is the district attorney of the Dublin Judicial Circuit. I have a question about defending a case against this guy, right? If I'm a defense attorney, and I have a black defendant, right, or a Jewish defendant, how do I make who he is part of the case?
Well, for the most part, Rashad, you cannot. The law does not provide for it. You know, what you really have to show to even get into anything personal about the prosecutor is some sort of selective prosecution or prosecutorial misconduct. And so, you know, you have to work backwards. You would have to show essentially that something has been done, that it was motivated by race, and work backwards into his history. But you wouldn't be able to start with his history and work up. So that's just not.
Let me put it to you this way.
Extremely relevant, but you can't do it.
OK, let me ask you this way. What about if during jury selection, one of my questions is, hey, would it make a difference to you if you knew that the district attorney of this circuit is an admitted Nazi and racist? Would that make a difference to you? And I ask the jury this, and some may say yes, some may say no, but I have now introduced the idea to everybody. Would that be permissible?
Yeah, I think you're going to make a good lawyer one day, Rashad. That is a way that you could make an argument, a colorful argument, because when you're talking about jury selection, it has to go towards, you know, anything that would bias a prejudice in any shape, form, or fashion. So I presume as a, you know, you could make a argument as a lawyer that, if it does make a difference one way, then obviously, you know, it could be biased against the state if you knew that he was a white supremacist and had written these things. And in the other way, if you are a white supremacist, and you like him and you believe in those things, that could hurt. I guess it's no different than asking about organizations or associations that people are a member of. You know, do you go to the Fifth Street Church, and are you a member of this group or this person, and that sort of thing? And so, you know, perhaps that would be a way to make it, you know, relevant. Now, whether the judge admitted it or not, you know, that's one thing. And if he or she did not, then obviously that would be an appellate issue. But that's interesting.
Right. Okay. He has an opponent. What's the young lady's name running against him?
Adrienne Love.
Love. And I don't know anything about Ms. Love. I'm sure she's a remarkable person. Can you give us some insight to Adrienne Love and her candidacy?
She's an African-American woman. She's an experienced prosecutor, more than a decade prosecuting. She's from that town and from that area of Georgia. And she's not a white supremacist.
You kind of can start with that, and then everything else can follow. You can actually lead with, well, number one, I'm not a white supremacist. Number one.
Yeah. So that, you know, the least of which, not the least of which, is that she's not a white supremacist. But she does have a lot of experience, and she's, you know, I believe she could, you know, run the circuit. But, you know, but the reality is that I would be on your show talking about this, even if it were another white male or a white female, as long as they were not a white supremacist, right?
Right.
I think the real issue is that the people of the state of Georgia, you know, deserve better and deserve more. And the real issue is that people need to know about it. I mean, we have the various news stations and newspapers, and I won't call any out on your show, but, they do exposés on prosecutors and judges for very, very, benign and simple things, and some things that have nothing to do with the performance of their duty. But this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. And so it's just insane that, up until lately, I was DA for 6 years in Georgia, and I had never even heard about this. So people just don't talk about it for some reason.
It is interesting. Now, there's a DA's conference in Georgia. You've been to it many times. I assume he goes to it as well. Now, who's sitting next to him during the lunchtime? Like, who will actually sit by him?
I'll be completely honest with you, Rashad. I don't really remember him very well, but there are a lot of DAs, there are several circuits in Georgia. And, I do remember once or twice meeting someone, from Dublin and from, middle Georgia. But I just don't really remember a lot about him. And everybody sat next to everybody, and everybody was cordial and friendly. But like I said, I was there for 6 years as DA. I was a prosecutor in Georgia, for a decade before those 6 years, 11 years before those 6 years. And I never heard anything about this, not even a whisper, and I know people in middle Georgia. And so it's just unfathomable that you can have this in your background and the public not know, right?
And it doesn't seem to be a genuine transition of thought. Now, when I looked at this, I said, okay, let me search for evidence that this guy has been truly reformed, because I'm a reformed man myself, right? And I look for signs of transformation, and I'm seeing that he's making comments today characterizing his previous behavior as politically incorrect. He doesn't call it evil. He doesn't call it racist or insane bigotry. He just says what he did back then, or what he said back then, was politically incorrect. And then he pivots and blames the people for bringing it up as an issue. That does not sound like a transformed individual to me.
Well, you're absolutely correct. You hit the nail on the head. Listen, if I refer to, women as gals, if I'm joking and, if I'm a white man and talking about a black man and use the word boy, okay, that's racist. That's politically incorrect. You don't say those things, and people get offended and people rightfully get upset, women, African-American, so forth and so on. If I talk about disinfecting the West, right, of Jewish people, praising Hitler for disinfecting the West. Hitler killed 6 million people, if I talk about black people having small minds and small brains, and when you read that article, he gets into the pseudoscience, about the way their brains are developed, and really is comparing our brains and, the evolutionary formation of our brains to apes, that's way deeper than politically incorrect or racist. That's dangerous thought, and for him to half-heartedly, acknowledge that by saying, hey, I was just being politically incorrect, and the only reason these people are bringing it up is because they're desperate. No, the reason they're bringing it up is because it's relevant, and right. It's relevant at any time.
Anytime, if you're seeking public office, and I've thought about this before, and I've had conversations on this show about it, because one caller called in and said, Rashad, at some point, do you get tired of having to answer questions about your run-ins with law enforcement or your gang affiliation when you were a teenager? And my answer was no, because I realized that as my platform increases and expands, people will say, oh, I didn't know this about him, and I will have to answer that. And the reason why I'm okay with answering that question every single time and being transparent about who I used to be and who I am today is because I believe when you are in a position of public trust, that is your obligation to do so. The people that follow you deserve an explanation if they have a question about you, and they deserve your honesty and transparency. I don't see that he's giving the people this.
No, he's not. He's dodging, and more importantly, he's minimizing it, and yeah. I think that's where the real sin is. That's where the real offense is that, he's minimizing it. He's not you know, throwing himself on the altar with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, saying, God, forgive
right.
me. He's minimizing. He's saying, oh, that was just politically incorrect. No, it's not politically incorrect, you know. And so, yeah. so that's what's scary about this, is that all this time later, you know, he's just kind of brushing it aside, saying nothing to see here. You know, there's no issue. I mean, look, we're still, you know, we talk about, you know, the lawsuits, you know, and housing against Trump from the 1970s, and they're still relevant today. You know,
right.
we talk about the things that he did in his casino, and they're still relevant today. You know, there are articles about it, and people are still talking about it. It's come up in congressional hearings before. You know, and so how is this not relevant? And this is much, much worse. I mean, there is no moral equivalent, you know, between, you know, the things that people have accused, you know, our current president of, you know, in the 1970s and 1980s, and what this guy has said. I mean, it doesn't even, it pales in comparison, right? So why would it not
right.
be relevant, and how could you fix your mouth to minimize it? That is offensive
yeah.
in and of itself.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Mr. D.A., I thank you for your time today, man. I appreciate you helping us navigate through this, provide some clarity and some common sense. How can people contact you? You run a remarkable firm. You and Harry Daniels, another good friend of mine. If anyone needs an attorney, this is the attorney to call. How can they contact you?
Well, they can reach us online at danielsjameslaw.com, or they can reach us. They can reach us by phone at 404-891-0977, 404-891-0977. And thank you for covering this, Rashawn. It's an important issue.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Bye.
All right. Once again, the number to call them if you need an attorney. They are the best in the business. My personal stamp of approval every day. 404-891-0977. 404-891-0977. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down and we stand up. Shots be on the ground.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.